Next patient is Clinton Gill. The last name is G-I-L-L. This is the clinical case of a 69-year-old white male that is followed in the practice for several reasons. He has a CKD stage 2 in the latest laboratory workup that was done on December the 29th. The patient had a serum creatinine of 1.1 and the estimated GFR is 67 and there is no evidence of proteinuria. The patient is taking Farxiga 10 milligrams every day. Number two, one of the main concerns is that the patient is with a BMI of 36.6. Context of diabetes mellitus, arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, sleep apnea, and a well-known history of coronary artery disease. That is a major, major concern. I spend at least 15 minutes of the face-to-face explaining the comorbidities associated to the overweight, and also explaining how to be practical by using the Weight Watchers program. We think that it's a good orientation and make him conscious of the need to change his lifestyle. Number two, hyperlipidemia that is out of control. Apparently, he ran out of atorvastatin and Trulicity and started to eat during the holidays. The cholesterol is 215. The HDL is low at 38, and the LDL is more than 140. The patient says that he went back to the medications, and we will monitor that in the future. Following number, the patient has arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, obstructive sleep apnea. The patient is not able to tolerate the CPAP. He's reluctant to try it again. I don't have a clear picture whether or not he's claustrophobic. In any event, we also mentioned the insulin resistance in this particular case. At the present time, he's stable. We are going to give an appointment to see us in 6 months with laboratory workup. We invested 10 minutes in the review of the lab and 30 minutes in the face-to-face and 7 minutes in the documentation.